This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Seggi today as we get into another weekend of September. And our guests today include Lieutenant Joe Kenda from Homicide Hunter, now in its ninth and final season that's premiering its show coming up this week. Then later on, Philippe and Ashlyn Cousteau will be here talking about their show, Caribbean Pirate Treasures. Judge Jeanine Caro will be joining us from Fox News. She has penned a new book called Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge. And then next hour from the group The Oak Ridge Boys, my pal Dwayne Allen. They're all my friends, really. Mystic Britain is a show on Smithsonian, and its host Clive Anderson will be joining us. Then we'll talk about home buying with Farnoosh Tarabi. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Seggi today. We'll be right back with Lieutenant Joe Kenda.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hi, this is Ron Seggi, and I want to share an experience I had. I'm a classic automobile enthusiast, and recently I wanted to change the color of one of my most treasured and rare cars. I got a quote to have it painted and almost fainted. The cost was terrible, and they couldn't guarantee satisfaction. That's when I called SignZoo. I had seen expensive cars like Bentleys, Lamborghinis, Rolls-Royces, Cadillacs, Mercedes, vinyl wrapped, and they looked better than paint and more resistant to the elements and a whole lot less expensive. SignZoo explained to me that paint replacement, you can make a green car red with finishes that cannot be achieved with paint. Some of these wraps include carbon fiber, camouflage, 3D, and embossed textures. And boat owners, SignZoo wraps more boats than anyone in the country. They're licensed, insured, and professionals service the country nationwide, and their warranty in the industry is the best. Check out their website at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com, and make your car or boat pop with a new look. We are live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Seggi today. Our next guest is a friend of our show for many, many years. We were there in the beginning back in 2011, and we got some good news, bad news, and then some good news to talk about today. Our guest is the star of Homicide Hunter, and this year is the ninth and final season. Our friend, Lieutenant Joe Kenda. Hi, Joe. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. You have 20 hours of this final season that is absolutely sensational on Investigation Discovery, Wednesdays nights at 9, 8 Central Time. So, Joe, tell us about what this new season is going to be about.
I think what this final season offers is a true look at some very amazing and interesting cases that I felt would send me out at the top of my game. I elected to stop Homicide Hunter after 9 seasons because what I have remaining in cases are either too simple or too disgusting. They involve children and babies. I won't do that. ID won't do that either. So I didn't want to be the guy who remained in the stage after he lost his voice, or the athlete who played one season too long. I wanted to go out at the top of my game. And that's what season 9 is. It's excellent.
Well, you know, you're right about that. You never want the audience to walk out on you. You want to be the first one to leave. That leaves them wanting
correct
more. You have some unbelievable stories coming up this final season, like the serial killer Cynthia.
Well, it's an unusual crime in the fact that most stranger homicides involve less than 5% of all cases. Most people die at the hands of someone they know. They either have a relationship with, a business involvement, illegal activity, whatever the reason is, but they are known. The less than 5% cases are the ghosts, the shadow in the night who shows up somehow, some way, and selects a target at random and does their deed and runs off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that case was. And when we worked it initially, we got nowhere with it. And then after a few years, we started to look at it again and say, why did we get nowhere with this? Well, people change their minds. They lose their loyalties. They fall out of love. They change their story. So let's go back and talk to everybody again. And we did that, and it still didn't get us anywhere. So then you have to think about that. Well, maybe it's just some dude who wandered in here for 50 or 60 or 70 days, and nobody knows who he is, and nobody knows where he is, and he's done this thing, and he's moved on.
Mm-hmm.
And the likelihood is he's done it elsewhere. So let's start asking around the country if anybody has a similar case. And that's how we found him.
You were 23 years on the Colorado Springs Police Department. And during that tenure, ladies and gentlemen, Joe and his team solved 356 of the 387 homicides. That's a 92% solve rate, one of the highest closure rates in the country. Yet, Joe, with his perseverance, you weren't happy about that. You wanted 387. And that is something that is embedded in you. I mean, it's not just, well, you know, we got 92%. I mean, you were really going for the whole enchilada.
Of course. There were 31 cases that remained unresolved when I retired, when I left the PD. Of those, three now have been solved through the use of advances in DNA. So now we're down to 28. I didn't solve those three. That was done by the cold case unit in the police department. But nonetheless, that's down to 28. It's still, to me, it had to be everyone. And you can't get everyone,
mm-hmm.
but you sure want to. It's just something that never goes away.
Yeah.
I think about those all the time.
I know you do. You know, leading up to this final season, there's a promotion, I guess we should call it, that fans can actually follow behind-the-scenes content. Tell us about these call-outs you're going to do, fan giveaways, by following hashtag Homicide Hunter. I found that interesting because you're going to be on social platforms like Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that, Joe.
Well, it's all an idea of getting people a little more involved in it since it's the last time around. Have them have a little fun with it and see how this is put together and how we do things and why we do things a certain way. When you have a murder case, the murder case is very, very complicated. If we presented a case as it occurred, each show would last for 6 weeks and nobody would watch it because mm-hmm. it would drive you crazy. Down this rabbit warren, that's the wrong one, and on and on and on. So we have to select the highlights of the case. We overlook things. We don't talk about certain things because we have to fit this whole thing into an hour to a perfect stranger from the discovery of human remains and then to a courtroom and how we got there and have a perfect stranger said, oh, I see. I understand how they did that.
Mm-hmm.
So you select the highlights of the case, which is what I do. When I talk about that murder case, I select only the major points. Otherwise, it would go on forever, and it would be very annoying to the viewer. So it's entertainment. It's not court.
Joe, does a case ever get so cold you got to walk away from it? I know that's tough to ask you because you don't want to walk away from anything, but does that happen?
Oh, it happens. It happens. You're not dealing with a genius, a criminal genius like you do in the movies. It's somebody who's just lucky.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't leave evidence of his passing. Nobody sees him. Nobody hears him. He has no connection to the victim. Why would he kill this person? Because he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But why did he want to? There's no identifiable motivation. So of the people on Earth, which one is it? I don't know.
First of all, I got to tell you something. You do a fabulous job with this. I mean, you have the demeanor, you have the voice, you have the authoritative approach to it. I mean, this is a show that, as you know, because we've been doing this since the beginning, that I'm a big fan of. I mean, 9 seasons went by just like that. But the good news is it's the final season, so we got 20 more episodes. The bad news is it's the final season. The good news is, and I don't know if you can talk about it, but there's something on the next chapter of Joe Kenda on Investigation Discovery that you're going to be doing also. I know this is a new project, so you may not be able to talk about it, but there is something on the horizon. You are not going away.
No, I'm not going away, and there is something. We will have a new series starring me. probably sometime in 2020. The actual premiere date is to be determined. And the content we're still working on, so I really can't discuss that with you. But I think people will find it to be interesting, and it's something that they want me to stay with because, quite frankly, we had a pretty big audience.
Yeah,
and people enjoy it. And one of the things I think they like about it is I don't have a script; I say whatever I want.
Right, right. I know that,
and that makes a difference. I think it comes across better because it's true. These aren't fictional events. These are events involving real people who do incredibly stupid things.
Yeah. Joe, how's the book doing?
It's doing very well. I'm writing a second one right now as well, but we're still in the process of doing that. But the first book has done very, very well. It's sold well, and that's out in paperback now. And I guess one of the big movers of it is the audio book.
Yes.
People tend to like my voice.
I'm just going to say that. You are the perfect person to do an audiobook. In fact, you know, a few years ago, the fellow by the name of LaFontaine, who did all of these movie trailers, passed away. He was the guy that did movie trailers for years and years and years. Boy, you could pick up where he left off, believe me. I am, as a over 50-year veteran of broadcasting, I am very jealous of your voice. I want you.
Well, I'll tell you something funny about that. When this show first came on television, and you see yourself on the screen, your face fills the screen, it's startling.
Right.
I mean, it really is. You look at, oh, my God, that's me. Right? Then I spoke. Now, your voice never sounds the same to you
right.
as it does to everyone else. So I looked at my wife, and I said, do I sound like that? And she said, well, yeah, I've been listening to your voice for 40 years. Of course, that's your voice. I said, oh, okay. It was just weird. Who is that guy talking? Well, that's you. It is. You know? Yeah, as you understand, you're in the business, and your projected voice is not the same to your own ears.
I got to tell you a quick story. I started at 14 years old. When I was single, I was, you know, go out on a date, and a girl would say, boy, you don't sound like you do on the radio. Well, I said, I don't talk, you know, I can't say, hey, it's 27 degrees outside when we're having dinner. You know, you kind of have a little facade. You go,
I know, it's really funny. I mean, yeah. But yeah, I never thought that would be the case, but people find it to be so. I was on an airplane and offered to put a lady's bag in the overhead for her, and a passenger two seats away with her back to me said, that's Joe Kenda's voice.
Wow.
Turned around and started looking for me, and then said, there he is. You know, like I'm a fugitive. You're like, there he is. You know, oh, my God. Yeah.
Joe, if that's happening to you, you have arrived, let me tell you. Well, the name of the show, of course, is Homicide Hunter on Investigation Discovery. Its final season, ninth year, wow, is Wednesdays at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central Time. Great show with Lieutenant Joe Kenda, our friend for many, many years. And we'll be looking forward to chatting with you soon, Joe, to see what happens next season, okay?
Oh, you bet. You
okay.
bet.
Thank you, my friend. And there's more to come with Ron Saggi today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the United States and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi. Today, we have a couple of our dear friends that are friends of the show for many, many years. I'm glad that they are back on the show with us, and I'm equally, maybe even more excited, the fact that their season premiere of season number 2 on the Travel Channel, Caribbean Pirate Treasure, is going to be returning this Wednesday. Joining us right now is Philippe and Ashlyn Cousteau. Philippe, Ashlyn, welcome back. Good to have you.
Yay!
Terrific, Ron. I'm glad to be back.
Well, it's nice to have you here, and I'm glad that you're back for season number 2 of the show. That's great. Again, I don't know how you do this, but you top it off every time you go on TV with another great adventure. And tell us about this latest, because I've got some concerns about where you're going and who you might meet up with.
Well, you know, Ron, this is such a fun show. We're so excited that season 2 is coming out Wednesday, and it's more of... And even better than the first season, we're digging into the pirate history and mystery and stories that we've all, you know, grown up with and that we all love. And some of the most dangerous conditions and diving and certain, you know, the wrecks and things that we've ever been on before. So it's we definitely amped it up this year.
So how we actually made it even bigger than season 1, but we did.
You must have an enormous love for Philippe, because you had a real nice desk job as a correspondent for Entertainment Tonight and E! News for 7 years. And now he's got you going out with pirates and deep sea. I mean, that's got to be a bond made in heaven, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, some days, right before we're about to get in freezing cold water with zero visibility, and a storm is chasing us, and I think, I remember I used to sit in the makeup chair for an hour and wear pretty dresses and get pampered. But then I remember that I've always loved traveling, and to be quite honest, I loved my time at E! And I love my time at Entertainment Tonight, but truly, like, traveling and meeting new people is my passion. So I'm really lucky that Philippe and I found each other.
Oh, that's great, and I'm glad that you did, too.
I don't know
too.
Who else would have put up with me.
And he's got a great match. You could say the same thing, Philippe. You know that, don't you? So let's talk about some of the places. You're going to be exploring Dead Man's Island in Ecuador. Even the name kind of scares me. What are you going to find? What are you going to do there? Not what you're going to find, but what are you going to do?
Well, when they first told us we were going to Isla del Muerto, I thought they were kidding. I thought they were just telling us that to scare us. And then when I actually saw it on a map, I was like, oh, okay. And when we came up to the island, which was about, you know, 2.5-hour boat ride from Ecuador, it actually looks like a dead man.
Lying in the water, yeah.
The island itself looks like a man lying on a
sack. Scary place. There are real bay pirates.
Yeah, there's real pirates there. We had to have lots of armed escorts. Everything on the island just smelled like death. But there were blue-footed boobies on the island.
Yeah.
We were close to the Galapagos, and I had never seen one in person, so I was very excited about that. They're very rare seabirds. It was incredible. And I will say, I don't want to give too much away, but we found something incredible
really?
On that episode.
Whoa.
And I found something, which is very rare, Ron. You know, I don't often, usually Ashlyn, I got to hand it to her. I found something on that episode, too, because it's usually Ashlyn the one that always finds it.
The two of you aren't the only one that find treasures, okay? I live in Florida, and I found a treasure, too. I went to the beach. I found these little shells. They were very nice, and...
Ron, there's all different kinds of treasure out there.
Yeah, you know, I put it up to my ear, and I heard the ocean. It was very cool. You mentioned something, Ashlyn, that is the part that I fear, okay? I don't know if anybody real thinks of this. When they think of pirates, they think of the old days and the patch over the eye and the bird on the shoulder and the peg leg and all this other stuff. There are real, true pirates today, are there not? And if there are, and I know there are there a lot of them out there?
I mean, we had to be really careful when we were in Ecuador, but also the pirates, I mean, there's pirates still all over the Caribbean.
Yeah, it happens all the time. And as I said, when we were out in Ecuador, we had armed Navy Guard with us. Yeah. So there are very real problems still to this day, and it's scary because they mean business, and we do have to be, take that into consideration a lot of places we go. It's pretty dangerous.
Are they heavily armed? I'm sure they're not just there with a stick.
Oh, definitely. They've got, usually the assault rifles and things like that, so you have to be really careful.
What is their prey? Is it private boat owners their prey? I mean, I'm sure they're not going to go after, a cargo ship or something, but maybe they do.
Well, I would say because the pirates off of Somalia, that's actually how they kind of started, was by capturing boats and then ransoming them back. But I think that they were going after large cargo ships. Mm-hmm. But the pirates in the area where we were, they were mostly going after cargo, or they would come, and if your boat had a nicer engine than yours, they'd take your engine.
Oh, wow. Really?
And leave you there. So that was another thing you had to worry about.
Yeah, they'll take anything. I mean, but usually it is fishing boats, private yachts, mm-hmm. private boats, things like that they're going after, yeah.
Now, what about the ship that you went after in Key West?
Well, yeah, that was another example. I mean, this season is so great. Ron, Key West is so famous for so many different reasons, but, of course, Florida itself, I mean, there's billions and billions and billions of dollars worth of treasure just off the coast, all along the coast of Florida. And Mel Fisher is really famous down there for having found the Atocha mm-hmm. back in the 80s and recovered about $500 million worth of treasure off of that. And they're still working that wreck and several others, the Margarita, et cetera. And so we got a chance to go out with that, which was pretty amazing. I sort of had fun on that one.
Yeah, Mel was quite a guy. Who gets to keep the treasures? I've often wondered this. Here you find this great find, and it was a ship from mm-hmm. Spain or something. Who gets to keep it, you or mm-hmm. where it came from?
It completely depends where you found the ship. So I would say for Florida. Florida's rules is a statewide rule for Florida, and they actually will split the treasure with you, which is great.
Yeah.
But other countries, it just depends. I think there's a new ship that they just found off of the coast of Colombia. It is a Spanish ship that was full of gold going to Spain. So Spain and Colombia are fighting over it right now. But you have to remember, that gold came from probably Peru or Ecuador. So if that gold came from South America, so something could also be said that gold should go back to the original people that it was plundered from.
When you find one little silver coin, it's not as much of a big deal, but there's a lot of money people fight over it. But, we're out there with scientists and researchers, and we're really, we're not out there to find stuff and take it home with us. We're out there to help uncover history because, all these wrecks are graveyards. They're,
sure.
And they're really important to the history of these countries, and we take that seriously.
Gosh, I would love to sit down and have dinner with you two guys. When next time you're in the Florida area, you got to let me know that, okay? Because
Thanks, man. We love it. We're in Florida a lot for the show. Got it.
It's the second season of Travel Channel's successful series, Caribbean Pirate Treasures. And, of course, it's Wednesday night. And our guest, longtime friends, I love when you guys are here, Philippe and Ashlyn Cousteau. Keep up the great work. Be safe. And if you need anybody, a first mate or something, let me know. I love boating.
First mate, absolutely. Absolutely. Bring the rum and we'll do it.
Okay, good. I could be the cook, or I got toast and all kinds of goodies for dinner.
Oh, outstanding. Toast, all right. Perfect. Good. Especially when you're seasick. So. Very good.
Philippe, Ashlyn, thanks again, and look forward to having you back, and look forward to seeing you, okay?
Thanks, Ron. Always a pleasure.
It's Philippe, who is the grandson of Jacques Cousteau. You didn't know I could speak French, did you? And Ashlyn Cousteau. Wednesday, the Caribbean Pirate Treasure, and there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials in North Carolina say search and rescue teams are going door to door checking on people who may be trapped or hurt after Hurricane Dorian swamped Ocracoke Island with floodwaters. Emergency officials have flown or shipped fuel trucks, generators, and food and water to the island. Governor Roy Cooper.
Hurricane Dorian has left North Carolina, and now the cleanup begins. We have about 45,000 people who are still without power.
At least two storm-related deaths were reported. The hurricane caused massive destruction in the Bahamas, and international help is coming in. O'Neill Cosa is CEO of Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line, which is taking storm refugees to Florida.
They needed help. We gave them the help, but we're not done. I mean, this is the tip of the iceberg.
The Category 1 hurricane is now heading to Nova Scotia.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live all across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. And if you heard me for many, many years, you know that I really appreciate our next guest being here. She's quite a lady, there's no doubt about it. And she's part of the Fox lineup, Justice, with Judge Jeanine. She had, I think the last time she was on the show, she was talking about her number one New York best-selling book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. And now she's got a brand new book that kind of picks up where that left off, and it's called Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, the Left's Plot to Remake America. Joining us right now is the Honorable Judge Jeanine Pirro. Hi, Judge. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Well, I am great, and I'm thrilled to be back with you. And I remember the last time I was on, and you're absolutely right. This is a follow-up to Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. I mean, after I saw the corruption in the Department of Justice and the DOJ at the upper echelons, obviously, I realized that when I step back, there's a lot going on in all of America in an effort to change the way we are and the way our founding fathers, anticipated we would live. And so I wrote this book because I thought it was important for Americans to know what's going on and what the facts are behind my argument.
Judge, how difficult is it to write a book about current events that change minute by minute, day by day, and still keep it relevant?
Boy, if that isn't the $64,000 question. You know, I begin the book by talking about the fact that just like in the other book, Liars and Leakers, I mean, in the age of Trump, everything works at lightning speed.
Right.
You know, because there isn't a day that goes by that something doesn't happen that's newsworthy. And so you constantly try to keep up, and you're writing the book, and it's just about to go to print. You say, wait a minute, I want to add this, I want to add that. You know, it's not like the same days, 10, 20 years ago, when you can write a book and kind of let it go to print and nothing changed. But we try, and what I did was I tried very hard to make sure that this book had all the facts in it, and there's about 30 pages of footnotes, which I've always hated, by the way, to support what I'm talking about when I say they're trying to change America, from the First Amendment and free speech to taking people off of Twitter and Facebook on the right, ghosting conservatives, doxing us, and even Deborah Messing, that actress in Hollywood who comes out and says, I want to know the names of all the people who are going to a Trump fundraiser out here in L.A. because we need to let people know that we're not interested in working with them. Well, if this isn't McCarthyism
right.
of the left, and if this isn't a classic example of how these radicals are so resistant and so out to get revenge, it is absolutely frightening. I mean, if you exercise your First Amendment freedom, then what you've got to do is you've got to be able to do it and not have fear that you are supportive of one particular candidate or another. And they are changing everything. And then Antifa comes out, these cowards in these ninja outfits, and they cover their face up, and they then start attacking people on the right, and police tell them to stand, the police are being told to stand down, and they're not making arrests in these cases. This is all part of a plot to change the country, to change the idea of law and order and respect for authority. And you can see it at the border as well, where illegals are let in, 144,000 one month, and it is really frightening.
Don't even bring up the Hollywood crew, because, boy, I tell you, who cares what they think, really? And that goes back for centuries. Who cares what these people think just because they're on the big screen or on TV? You're talking about the left have a radical plan to remake America. Do you think that they actually sat down at some point and pre-planned this, or they planted the seed and then liberals kind of got caught up in it and they don't even know for most part where it's leading? I mean, it just seems like, a rumor in school about, some boy or some girl, and all of a sudden catches fire and they can't control it anymore. Thinking of how they think this country should run. Border is a good example of that. The economy is a good example of that. The restoration of our constitutional is an example of that. It just seems like it's gone haywire on them.
Well, it has. And, you're so right. I think what happens is you get a few people who start saying, Donald Trump is a racist, and all people who support him, therefore, are racist. And then that catches on. And, you know, when you talk about, you know, Hollywood, the Hollywood hypocrites, which I talked about in my last book,
right.
Myers, Leakers, and Liberals, I mean, you know, think about careers, okay? You're an actor. You spend your life spouting the words of other people. You know, how about you get an original thought as
right.
opposed to being out there and just repeating for a living what other people tell you to say?
Yeah.
But I think all in all, I think it's just the left who are just resistant to what the American people did by putting Donald Trump in the Oval Office. And so they're gonna start, you know, latching on to whatever theory of hate. And think about this. Have you heard from the Democrat clown car, I call them, those Democrats running for president, anything about Russia collusion in any of these debates? No, because even though they for 2 years fractured this country, that Donald Trump is a Putin puppet, he is a Russian asset, he is an individual who, you know, is for sale to the Russians. Now they don't even mention it because even they know it was fake news.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, going forward, they're just going to start repeating what somebody else says as long as they hate Donald Trump. And I got to tell you and your listeners, one of the most important things that we can do going forward is not just vote in federal elections, but vote in local elections,
right.
where school board elections, where they decide what our children are going to be taught. The millennials today believe in socialism. They think that that's a good thing. I mean, they just have images of themselves running around in the lily field. And life is good and nobody works, which is so stupid. Look at Venezuela, that even Bernie Sanders 11 years ago, or 9 years ago, I should say, said on his United States Senate website, I think it was in 2011, he said something like, Venezuela is a perfect example of how socialism works. Well, now that women are giving birth on the side of the road and people can't get food, you know, we realize that socialism is a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, I think that people should be happy with the economy is soaring now. Capitalism works. More jobs than people to fill them. And on. More African Americans employed than ever in American history. And they want to call this guy a racist. I mean, none of this makes sense. Hispanics, the lowest unemployment ever. And yet they want to say he's not letting people in because he doesn't like Hispanics. I mean, he respects law and order. That's what it's about. And yet they want ICE destroyed. They don't support the police or law and order. They don't support the military. I mean, and it goes on in the book as to what I think the plot is.
Well, you know, it's funny because in the latest news, you see now where the liberals are going after hush money that was paid to accused female companions. They've been down that road before. They have made that journey before, and they're just going back to it. And, you know, political parties have argued throughout our whole democracy, but it's how they argue right now. It's what they say right now. It's how they say it right now that really has me concerned. I mean, you know, they really went to the mats with his golf weekend while this hurricane was coming in. Really? I mean, during the whole month of August, the House took a break. You talk about the Christmas of 2018 when he sat in the White House while the House and the Senate went home for the holidays. He even had his family leave the White House to go to Mar-a-Lago while he sat there waiting for representatives to come in and talk about the next year's budget. And they were gone. And the Democrats really do not have, and I'm not taking sides, this is just fact, okay? They do not have a formidable candidate. I mean, Biden looks presidential, but geez, so did Warren G. Harding look presidential. But look what it got there. I don't understand where the silent majority of Trump supporters are other than at the rallies. Why are they not speaking out at the volume that the Democrats are speaking out? I mean, that's the thing that is probably very...
That's a good question, and I get asked that a lot. And I think that it's because we respect law and order. We're not going to, like Antifa, beat up people on the left. We're not going to call them out. And we're not going to take them off of Twitter and Facebook and all that. But you got to understand, the media is aligned with the left. So the media has tremendous power. And kudos to Donald Trump for identifying the fake news that we've seen, especially during that 2 years of the Russia collusion delusion, where this nation was fractured.
Judge, we're going to pause for a second. We have to take a quick break. Our guest is Judge Jeanine Pirro from Fox News. Her TV show is Justice with Judge Jeanine, and her brand new book is out right now as we speak. It is entitled Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge: The Left's Plot to Remake America, a follow-up to her previous book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. And the judge and myself will return live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Of Ron Sedgie today, our guest is staying over another segment, Judge Jeanine Pirro, whose new book is Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge from Fox News. In your book, how do you describe a President Trump supporter?
The forgotten men and women who voted for Donald Trump in 2016 are the people who are working. They're trying to make a living. They're trying to take care of their families. And they're not interested in going out and, you know, marching and getting crazy the way they do on the left. It's just a different mentality. And, you know, they're too busy paying the taxes that end up paying for all the things that the left thinks is wrong with this country. You know, as we let in illegals, the social net in this country is further and further minimized because we have to pay for education, medication, housing, food stamps for, I mean, in 1 month, 144,000 people coming through the border in October of 2018. I mean, this is lunacy. And so we are just different. We have a different respect, and we're not crazed like they are with Donald Trump. In fact, we believe in him. We believe in America. We believe in free speech, and we also believe in the fact that there should be a presumption of innocence. You know, when you've got a guy like Brett Kavanaugh, the closest thing to an altar boy in an adult male that I've ever seen, and he's accused of being a gang rapist without the presumption of innocence, and you've got this Mazie Hirono, a United States senator, who says all women need to be believed and men should just shut up. You got to worry about what their issues are, where they're coming from on this stuff. It's not good stuff. Very bad. But we're different.
What about Comey? I mean, why isn't he being charged with anything when he's been accused of a crime that's a felony?
Well, here's what I think, and I have not spoken to Bill Barr about this, but, you know, hope springs eternal for me on this one. As a prosecutor, one of the things that I would not want to do is start a bunch of prosecutions and then lose the first one because you're in the D.C. area, the D.C. jury pool, which is definitely focused left as opposed to right, and they might not see this as a serious crime it is, and I'm hoping that they go after the FISA court corruption and they go after the more serious offenses, and that's when they're going to do the indicting. I think they passed on this one. Whether or not they're trying to get some kind of, you know, look, we're not haters. We didn't just go after him when we could have. And it could simply be that, you know, they're waiting for when they've got a guaranteed conviction.
You describe Attorney General Barr as a locomotive. I sometimes wonder why he doesn't take action quicker and more publicly. But you say it's like trying to knock a locomotive off of a track. He's going to go at a certain speed, and nothing's going to get in his way. And I see that happening right now. You know, we have come a long way as far as how we criticize people in the media and how we criticize presidents and how presidents criticize people since the days of Harry Truman when he told the journalist, you're going to need a beefsteak for your eye for giving my daughter a bad review. And you know what? Yeah. I don't think it's in the right direction. I think that this thing has gotten down and dirty, and it's just because they got a thing for the president. And I'm a presidential buff. I know I do an entertainment show here, but I got a replica of the Oval Office in my home. I love presidential history, and I have never seen a situation quite like this. Who do you predict to be the Dem candidate in 2020, Judge?
Well, look, I don't think it's going to be Joe Biden. The guy
really
doesn't know what state he's in at any given moment, and, you know, physical or mental, I guess. I suspect it'll be Elizabeth Warren. I think she's got a lot of energy. I don't think it's going to be Bernie Sanders. And unless somebody comes out, and I don't know what the deadline is for them to come out and announce for president, then, you know, grab your popcorn and watch these debates, because Donald Trump is the tip of the spear. Donald Trump has more energy. He's more aware of what's going on than any of these Democrats. And I describe it in the book. I talk about, you know, the Democrat clown car. I talk about the fact that they're going over the cliff. And you're right. I'm so proud of you. You actually did read the book where I talk about Bill Barr. He's like a slow locomotive. He's going to get there. Make no mistake. There's nobody's going to push him off the track. There's nobody who's going to make him miss the final stop. He is going to do this slowly, methodically, and according to his own speed. And I have hope and faith that Bill Barr will do something about the corruption at the Department of Justice under James Comey. James Comey is an individual who fractured this country, because but for his looking and leaking information to get to the New York Times to get a special counsel, we would never have gone through 2 years of this Russia collusion delusion. And, you know, so we'll see what the future holds. But the book goes through all of this, and it is up to the minute in terms of the candidates and the Democrats and what charges might be imposed if you know, the Attorney General so wishes.
First of all, I want you to know, Judge, I could talk to you for hours and hours and hours, okay?
Thank you.
I really could. I really enjoy talking to you. I enjoy watching you, and you bring out what you're thinking is what you're saying, and that's what a lot of people in this business sometimes are reluctant to do, and what they're thinking half the time is mush anyway, especially on some of the cable channels. But you really bring it into the forefront and understandable for the general public. The new book is out right now. It's follow-up to Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. It is called Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, The Left's Plot to Remake America, and it's fascinating. Now, you got to do me a favor. I know you are on a horrendous schedule. Every time I turn on the radio, every time I turn on television, you are there. But you have to promise me that you're going to come back soon and talk some more, because you know you're always welcome here and you're a real friend of the show.
I appreciate that. I really do. And I thank you so much. And also thank you to your listeners. And hopefully, you know, as we go into 2020, you know, that things will calm down a little. But you know what? I'm not so sure. I think it's going to get crazier before it gets better.
Yeah.
But at some point, they've got to recognize he's the president and there are rules to be followed. And I very much appreciate being with you, too. Thank you so much, Ron.
Thank you, Judge. And I want to make mention of the fact that it was very nice of you to dedicate this book to your late mom. That was sweet.
Oh, break my heart. Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, Judge.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Our guest has been New York Times bestselling author and the host of Fox's Justice with Judge Jeanine. Her new book is out right now called Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, The Left's Plot to Remake America. We're talking about Judge Jeanine Pirro. And I want to make mention here as a little disclaimer. This show is an entertainment show. We, you know, are kind of promo it as the Tonight Show of radio, where we try and keep everything light and nice and don't get into, you know, heavy issues. But every once in a while, it's nice to talk to somebody in the media that is talking about current events. I do not want to portray that I'm taking one view or the other. I just happen to, in this particular book, agree with a lot of the judge's observations. If there's anybody that would like to counter those and want to join us on the show, they're welcome to do so. You know, we've had Chris Matthews on the air. We've had Larry O'Donnell on the air. Please take it for what it is. It is a very interesting, and there's a lot of truth behind it, too. And there's more to come live on across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advantage of one of the most valuable assets to advertise? Your company vehicles? Well, if not, you should. The least expensive way of promoting your business is with SignZoo, the full-service graphic professionals. From design to installation, your vehicles will shine with your logo, services, phone number, website information, and more as it goes down the road. And we aren't talking about paint. We're talking about the latest, most popular, inexpensive, and easily changeable graphic wraps. Why go through the expense of painting your message when SignZoo can wrap it?
SignZoo's licensed, insured, and professional graphic designers service the country nationwide. And their warranty is the best in the industry. Your entire vehicle becomes the most effective form of outdoor advertising. Cars, trucks, buses, boats, SignZoo can wrap them all, and 100% satisfaction is guaranteed. Visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com, the leader in vehicle advertising and color changes for over two decades. That's going to wrap things up with Ron Segi today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. Our guests include Lieutenant Joe Kenda from Homicide Hunter, Philippe and Ashlyn Cousteau, stars of Caribbean Pirate Treasures, from Fox News, Judge Jeanine Pirro with a new book out right now. I also want to thank Dwayne Allen, one of the Oak Ridge Boys, Clive Anderson, the host of Mystic Britain on the Smithsonian Channel, and Farnoosh Tarabi, talking about home buying. Well, we'll look for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. Till then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.